So the Gemara, we're up to is on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara is about the 10 lines down. So just to remind you where we're at, we're in the Machlokas of Rava and Rava as to whether or not the reason for the Mishnah is Benafiki and Lashma or Ein Eidim Mitzrayim V'Kayma. And if you remember, just to review very briefly, the Gemara had three nafkaminas on that base and a base between them. And there's a reason why I want to chaz with them. I think you know what that reason is. That my Beinai, the Gemara said, number one, if two people bring it, two people bring the get, you don't have to, according to Rava, you don't need to say b'fanai nechtam or b'fanai nechtam, because you already have Eidus Tekir Hadavar. And according to Rava, you still have to have people who will say that it's Lishma. And number two was Medina Lemedina Be'eretz Yisrael. If you're bringing it from one province in Eretz Yisrael, Yehuda Tegala, Gala to Yehuda, that's an afkamina there. Rava requires it because you need a mitzvah in the kaima between two countries, so at least that's what the Gemara thinks right now. Whereas if it is, whereas according to Rava, since in all of Eretz Yisrael they are the key and the Shema, it's not a problem. And the third afkamina the Gemara offers is the Osa Medina Diasam. Within one province in Dina Seyam, according to Rava, it's not necessary because the Eidim is the time, according to the Rabbi, it is because the Beis Din here, being the same, maybe knows, but not the Beis Din, but maybe this Beis Din doesn't, and therefore we need to say the Fanei Nechem, Fanei Nechem. So the Gemara now says, Tanan, maybe get Mendina, Mendina, Mendina Sayam, Tzarech Lomar, Fanei Nechem, Fanei Nechem. From that, one, the Gemara wants to make an inference. And as you know from the continuation of the Gemara, when you say, maybe get Mendina, Mendina, Mendina Sayam, that you have to say b'fanei nechtam, there are one of two inferences that you can make. You can either hone in on the question of medina l'medina, or you can bring b'medina sayam. Which choice do you want to focus on? So Gemara originally thinks, when it says t'racham b'fanei nechtam, they wanted to die d'afka medina l'medina, haba osa medina b'medina sayam, lo t'arach. And therefore would be l'rabba nicha l'rabba kasha. Because the Rabbi, I understand why between provinces overseas you require because Eidim are in the Kaima, but within a province overseas you don't because Eidim are in the Kaima. Because according to Rabbi, the concern is that many people in Chutzlars don't know Shalol Shema is a problem. So then why don't you require? Why don't you have to say the Fanetah Fanei? So the Gemara turns around for Rabbi and says, no, you're making the wrong deal. You don't need, if it's in Medina, Medina, Beretz Yisrael, we say Medina, 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 Sayam, Sarach. But Medina, Medina, Beretz Yisrael does not require. Now, according to Rabba, that makes perfect sense now. According to Rabba, within two provinces, Eretz Yisrael, even though Ein Eidim Mitzrayim Mekaymo, even though Ein Eidim Mitzrayim Mekaymo, nonetheless, it's good because we're only worried about Lishma, which according to Rabba, theoretically, if you read it that way, which the Gemara will do in the Ikha the Mosef and the Ikha the Amre, then it becomes a problem for Rabba. You'll note, though, that Tosis points out why does the, according to Rabba, why does the Mishnah choose Hamevi get Medina 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 Sayam? It should have said Hamevi get Osa Medina Medina Sayam, Tzarech Lomar. And from that you can infer in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, you don't require Betocha Medina. The way I would formulate the question is, why don't you just say, maybe get the Dina Sayam, Sarach Shoma? And you would say, maybe get Eretz Yisrael, Ein Sarach Lomar. I'm not going to go for the answer, but even for Rabbi, you have to ask, either Amor, in effect, you can ask why the language of Mishnah is inexact, right? And that the Mishnah gives you a case that's ripe for a deal, and yet one of those dikum is going to be wrong. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara, that's how the Gemara is Docha, the Kasha, that Medina Medina, of Eretz Yisrael, Lo Tzarach. So now the question is, but why do you need that? How the hegyak katanila? The second part of the Mishnah says, maybe get Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzarach Lomar, Fanei Nechtam. So why would you need the first part of the Mishnah to tell you, maybe get Medina Medina Sayam, Ein Tzarach Lomar, Fanei Nechtam, Tzarach Lomar Nechtam, to be Medai Tzanach, Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzarach. The Mishnah at the end says, maybe get Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzarach. Now the truth is, the Mishnah in the latter part doesn't specify, is it in one Medina Eretz Yisrael, or is it in Medina Medina? But the simplest reading would be to say what? Well, no. Don't apologize. What's the alternative? Both to Medina? No. The answer is both. You would, the answer is yes. You would assume even Mizdin or Medina, because it's yourself. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael. Why would you start making chilukim with an Eretz Yisrael? And that would be so that part of the Mishnah theoretically is still going to be a problem for Rava, independent of this entire discussion. Regardless of what the issue you make from the Reisha, that Seifa should be a problem for Rava, because the Mishnah applies to maybe get Eretz Yisrael without limitations, without qualifications, in Eretz Yisrael. But for the meantime, the Gemara just says after being Docha the Raya, I'm sorry, after asking the Kasha, but it's explicit in the latter half, it says, now this is a very difficult line to read in the Gemara. Tosfos Rashi has a comment here, which when you read it, you realize Rashi's comment that doesn't fit in the language of the Gemara, but he was forced into that. Tosfos explains why. Rashi says, well, let me ask you the question. When the Gemara says, mehahi, which is hahi? The Gemara asks the question. We want to make a diyuk from the Reisha of the Mishnah. A diyuk that the Medina, the Eretz Yisrael, ain't Sarach Lomer. The Gemara says, why do you need the Reisha for that to make the deal? It's an explicit Mishnah in the Seifa. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara responds, I mehahi. Before you even read another law, and when you're learning the Gemara, you should realize, this part you should realize that if you read the Gemara and then you read Rashi, you should recognize the dissonance. Why Rashi says that, I don't hold against anybody for not recognizing, I think it poses points out the obvious reason, what bothered Rashi. But which is the Ahi, the Seifa, and maybe get Eretz Yisrael, or the Reisha, which is the Diyuk? It should be the Seifa. But that's not what Rashi says. Right? Why does Rashi not say that? Because the Gemara says, Ima Ahi, if I only had, let's say it's the Seifa, Hava Mina Hani Mili Diyavad, Abba Chathchila, Lo Kamash Malon. I would have thought it's only the Diyavad, Abba Chathchila, you do have to say it. Kamash Malan, by the duplication, tells you, you know, both L'chatchila and B'diyevet. Not only B'diyevet is good, L'chatchila is good as well. The difficulty, of course, here, what forced Rashi to say that, is because the Seif of the Mishnah says, I'm maybe giving self, Ein Tzarach. That's not Im Lo Amar Kasha, that's Ein Tzarach. So Tosis has I'm not interested in exploring the details, but Tosis has a discussion, he quotes an interpretation, that's the Tosis Diva Maskel Nimi Ahi. No surprise of Diva Maskel there. And Tosis gives some type of a yishur, but I'm more interested in recognizing however you explain the Gemara. Tosis has actually two different yishurim. But recognize what the textual problem is. Right? Rashi is responding to a real problem in the text. However you want to solve that is a separate question. So Rashi says, if it were only for the Reisha, the inference that says that I maybe get Medina, Medina, Medina Sayam, Sarach Sheyomar, so I would have thought that in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, in Sarach, but there's this idea that it's okay if you don't have it. But the Chatzili should have it. So Kamash Mon Seifa, maybe get Eretz Yisrael, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's Medina, Medina, even though in Eretz Yisrael, Mekhaimo, Rabba would say, Eino Tzarach even L'chatzili, because the only reason you require a Fanei Nifta is because of Lishma, and in Eretz Yisrael, no matter where you are, Lishma is not a problem. Then the Gemara says, the Ika the Mosad Lahafi, so those ask the Kasha the other way. When we read them, when we quote the Tashma, Tanan, Hamedi get Medina of Medina, Medina say in Tzarach Lomar, so the those who were Medai, Ha Medina la Medina, Eretz Yisrael, Lo Tzarach. The deal that we made for Rabbah to be Docha the Kasha is the deal we make now initially, which means the Kasha against Rabbah. So the Gemara says, the Rabbah Nicha, the Rabbah Kasha. So the Gemara says, Lo Tena Medina, Medina, Eretz Yisrael, Tzarach, El Ema, Haba Osta Medina, Medina Sam Lo Tzarach. So to make the original deal that we made, that the Medina Medina B'Mdiya Sayam Eino Tzarech Lomar, but Osa Medina B'Mdiya Sayam Eino Tzarech Lomar, which only makes sense according to Rabbi. Then the Gemara says, if that's the case, so Aval Medina Medina Beretz Yisrael Mai Tzarech. So then the Jew be saying, but Osa Medina B'Mdiya Sayam Eino Tzarech. But Medina, the Medina, Beretz Yisrael, also Tzarech, right? It's according to you, Rabbi. It's not a deal. It's just a din. So the Gemara says, listen to Hamevi and Medina, Stam. Just say, Hamevi get Medina, Medina, without saying Beretz Yisrael or Medina, Stam. Tzarech, Lomash, Yop, Shal, Shal, Rabbi, Fanech, and Nechtam. And then you will know because it's Ein, Ein, Dimitzu, Ein, Mekayma. So the Gemara says, no. The deal is, that is, Rabbi's deal is not a Pekasha for Rabbi. You could be Medai, correctly. Medina, 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 Sayam, Sarach Shiyama. Ha the Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but according to Rava, if there's a concern of ein eidim mitzrayim mekaymos, how are they going to be mekayim the get? Because it's medina medina. So Rava says, the olam dina dina beretz Yisrael nami natzach. The chayta the ika olay regalim mishkach shkeichi. Because they're olay regalim, always traveling through all of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it is likely that you'll be able to find people who will recognize the signatures. In other words, if you are in, I mean, the truth is, if it takes place, one could ask Akasha, I didn't see this in the Rishonim, but you could say that if you are in, I guess it could work both ways, if you are in the Galil, and people are going to Yehuda, or you go to Yerushalayim, so if a get comes to Yerushalayim, I would say, Eidim Shlichim L'Kaimu, because all the people of Gala will be coming as well, and you check the signatures. Would it be true the other way? I guess when they go back, maybe, I don't know. But the Gemara assumes, because there's a lot of foot traffic, it's not really Medina Medina in terms of finding Eidim who can be Mekayim, because you'll find Eidim because there's so much going back and forth. If I have any question. And then the Gemara says, oh, Tenach Bizman Shebeis HaMikdashkayim, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdashkayim, Mai, Ika Lameimah. That's nice when you have Olei Galim, when there's a Beis HaMikdash. When there's no Olei Galim, what do you do? So the Gemara says, Kevan Ike Bate Din, Kevin Mishkash Shechina. Since you have Bate Din, that sat in the Yaros, the Sheni V'Chamishi, and people would be going to them, so therefore you will have Shayaros Amitsuyos, these caravans, people traveling, and therefore you'll be able to verify the signatures. Shimin and Minyan.
What exactly is Medina that they're talking about? I recently
seen
they were Roman provinces, then I looked inside,
I
didn't know all of Eretz
Yisrael
was the province of Judea. So, well,
no. She was looking up his three books.
Well,
that's what you do.
Right.
You live
it. So, all I did was Google and check the map.
So I think the Romans, I don't know in terms of governorships, I think the Romans recognized it as Judea and Galilee,
right,
for sure. But anyway, Medina, there are three Medinos in Eretz Yisrael, you shall be assumed. Yehuda, Galil, and Eber HaYarden. And one of the questions, one of the observations Tosfos makes, so the Gemara here says that Shayaros HaShlichi. So there is a halacha that some of you are aware of, some of you studied Bava Basra last year, and you learned parts of Cheskes Abachim. What did we do with the Kiyas? Did we do the Cheskes Abachim? No, we did? Oh, we did get there, ultimately. Okay, so Cheskes Abachim, so you know there's a principle that if someone, you should know, there's a principle, if someone squats on your land for 3 years, but they then lodge a claim that they bought it from you and they lost the deed, because who needs to keep a deed after 3 years? So if they can bring Eidim that they worked the fields, they benefited from all the usufruct of the fields, they act like an owner for 3 years, and you didn't say boo, so that's evidence that the fact that you didn't say anything, that you really did sell the field, because otherwise you were there in Afan, you would scream bloody murder, this guy's on my field. So the period is 3 years. Question is, what happens if, you know, Jake decides to go back and do Shana Bet and Shana Gimel, and he's away for 3 years and, you know, overseas. Okay. So that's the question, well, does the Macha work? So that's a discussion. But the bottom line is that Gemara assumes that it's only a Chazaka if it is likely that it could reach your ears. If you happen to be, if it is known that you're in Shana Dalit, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, and you don't come back, no matter what your parents say, that you are staying away over Laila, you're going to keep all elbows on. Everybody knows you're in Eretz Yisrael all the time. So when Shimi decides he wants to squat on your field and he's going to wait, he knows you're going Shana Beis and Shana Gimel, Shana Dalit, you have to wait till he graduates, or so you have Chavrusa, but afterwards. And he tries to grab your field, so he knows that you're in Eretz Yisrael. Everybody knows you're in Eretz Yisrael. So it's not the news that Shimi is squatting on Jake's field is not going to make him Eretz Yisrael. He knows that, so he's behoved to keep his shtar longer. So Tosfos just points out that the Gemara says there that Stam Yehuda Begalil, but the Mishnah says Hechtet Begalil, Hay Yehuda Hechtet Begalil, Hay Begalil Hechtet Yehuda is not a chazaka. And the Gemara says that Stam Galil Yehuda Hechtet Shas Chilu. It's like a war zone all the time. That's mean there aren't people traveling back and forth to carry the message that Shimi's on Jake's field. Jake, did you hear that? Or no? Tell everybody, you know, all the guys in the base medrash in Leib all know. It's like Jake finds says, "What are you guys talking about? It's my first Bithel Torah in 4 years." What are you talking about? That's Jake, you know what Shimi's doing. Right? So Jake screams, bloody murder. Then he goes back to his learning. That's in Eidim Achon, in front of Eidim. And it'll get back to Shimi. The assumption is that it doesn't even reach your ears. Okay? The assumption is it doesn't reach your ears, and therefore it's not a chazak. If you're not going to hear about it, it's not a chazak. And that being the case, Tosfos says, how is that different than this, where we're saying that Shayar, that either Ole Yigalim or Bati Din Kvoim. So Tosa says that he just explains in Matthias why the standards are different. Namely, that when Jake is sitting and learning in yeshiva, he's not accepting Shemi's Gwanet Lent. He doesn't look the kind of character who would do that. I suspect he's not. Right? If he does, Shemi's been pulling the wool over in my eyes, at least, you know, for many, many months now, because I've judged it to a certain character. So it's not like you're hunting, oh, guys, have you heard anybody somewhere? I feel that's why that you're not likely to hear the news. It's not like they spread to you. But in this case, the woman is hunting for Eden. Right, she's going to be, if the husband challenges the bet, she's going to be hunting for Aiden. There are enough people traveling back and forth. She'll finally find you know, what she needs. Right, so there's a difference between, in effect, active seeking out versus passively reaching ears. And passively reaching ears, if your land was in Eretz Yisrael and Shimi was nachted there and you're learning yeshiva, so that the hach's going to all get that. But what's for it's not so much. Okay. Yes?
I'm trying to figure out why is the Eretz Yisrael version not. It sounds like there are Bati Dinim that are around, there's Olei Regalim, but it also seems that there should be comments, and there should be things like that. So
keep in mind, there always is some kind of comments. The question is how much population is moving. I think that's really true. And Shas Achira means it's very hard to travel, right? Keep in mind, you know, if you live in Virginia, and then somebody, nobody here, lives in Maryland, right? So you think, oh yeah, interstate commerce, that's easy. Back in the day, travel was very dangerous. You know, I still say tefillas haderech when I fly. I think because I have this irrational fear of planes being something dangerous, even though at least we know per mile they're safer than getting in a car. I don't say tefillas haderech getting in a car because I don't perceive there being any danger in getting in a car. Meaning, travel is not what it once was. There might be certain places in this country if my car broke down, I would worry about, you know, I don't know if you say tefillas haderech then, right? A Jew wearing a kippah in maybe certain places in this country is still a place you don't want to be. Not places most of you encounter. I think the 5 towns, I don't think it's a problem, right? What's that?
Maybe inward.
You know, I think that occasionally, the truth is I don't think it's a problem either, but maybe driving, as I've done a couple of times through from New York to Atlanta, driving through northern Georgia, you know, maybe that's a place, although my brother-in-law told me once when he was driving, I don't know if it was in that region, and some guy sees him at a gas station and looks at him and says, oh, he asked him, he said, are you a Jew? I thought I was terrified. Oh, my God. He said, and he says, I just want to hug you like God's people or something like that. So even there, you can never know what you never know. But, you know, there's still territory where it's probably Klansman territory. But for the most part, you travel. It's not such a dangerous thing. But once upon a time, you know, stepping out of your town. I mean, forget the alleys to your town. But stepping out of your town was a fundamentally dangerous thing. And when we say the Satsun, the Kafkal, Oyev, Oyev, you know, the Listim, or else the Misrachas, whatever, it's because travel was very dangerous. So the answer is, yeah, you know, traveling from one region to that certainly was not a simple undertaking.
I'm just wondering, was Beijing traveling happening more than commerce is happening?
No, so the point is that people, you know, when people needed to go, the answer is people probably, I mean, in a sense it was commerce, but it was forced commerce. And people would travel from, you know, if you had to go to this base and you got something to that base, that's what I assume what Rashi means. You know, there weren't Bati Dinim, you know, in small places, and so I guess the assumption is that there's enough travel for court dates. That's what seems to be the assumption, right?
Courts will be sort of in each area. The only reason why you have people going from different areas to one area to another is you have people that have done commerce and now need to go to
the next.
So it's sort of.
So no. So Rabbi Ashley explains. You're arguing it's all internal.
Unless
it's forum shopping. You know what forum shopping is?
Shopping.
Well, you know that if you want to bring certain kinds of lawsuits, you make sure, or you want to protect yourself, you make sure you're incorporated in Delaware. Delaware, despite being a blue state, is a quite corporate-friendly state. You know, if you look at it, it's still true. Lots of credit cards, lots of banks are like chartered in Delaware or South Dakota or things like that because they have laws that are very friendly to corporations. I guess they probably also get some of the corporate taxes maybe. I don't know. Anyway, Shimmy.
So,
So I don't know, but it seems to be, you have to, you know, you're right, how did they wind up, why would you be going to other court other than form shopping? I don't know. It's a good question. Shimon?
Since the Mishnah, Star Mishnah is already there, so maybe this was during the time when they had a Sanhedrin, and that's why. Or is that not a little difference?
You're doing something and I'm missing a piece. A Sanhedrin, I don't think he's talking about a Sanhedrin, but what does Rabbi Meir have to do with this?
It's just like that during that time of, during the time when there still was a Sanhedrin, wasn't there?
I mean, there probably wasn't a regular formal Sanhedrin, not of 71. When the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the third parak says, they talk about after Rabbi Eliezer Lalod and Rabbi Yeshua Brochayel and Rabbi Gamliel Yafna. And these are Bakidim that coexist. They're not a full scale Sanhedrin. Theoretically, officially, Rabbi Gamliel would have had a full scale Sanhedrin, but Rabbi Meir's time in the Sanhedrin wasn't in Yerushalayim. It would have been with Rabbi Yeshua Gamliel in Usha, you know, in the Galilee. But anyway, so it's a fair question. The question also might be that it's one thing if you have commerce going on, but then when you have people have to come back and they're in Bakidim and all sorts of things get shown in Bakidim, maybe it's more likely that people recognize signatures. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Tnan, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afilu mehegemonia lehegemonia. And this is for Rabbah what we call checkmate. In Amoraic language, we normally call tiyofta, but here the Gemara is going to retract. Afilu mehegemonia lehegemonia, v'amar b'yitzchak irach ha'sais ha'beis Yisrael, v'asasyon shema, v'hayu lo beis hegemonia shema, pidem zelzeh. Afika chutzuch olomar mehegemonia, La hegemonia. So a hegemonia, a hegemon is a hegemon. I mean, he's a ruler. He has hegemony over some particular place. And if you have warlord, somebody in Shir used the term warlord, right? When we read the Mishnah, it's a good translation of warlord. So warlords have territories. And, you know, we should never know of such things. But we do have in this country gangs, right? And gangs have territories too. Most of us probably don't count in their opinion, so we just walk through, it may not be an issue, but if my rival gang member comes in, so that's an issue, and maybe they don't, you know, but warlords feel like anybody passing, you know, from the other domain into theirs, if they didn't have some kind of control. So that's why if you bring a get in hegemonia la hegemonia, you have to say b'fanein hafaneyacha. So the Gemara says, l'rabba kasha. According to Rabba, why do you have to bring the hegemonia la hegemonia even there to Israel? After all, it's only necessary in the Shema. So the Gemara says, Rabba islay the Rabba. Oh, it was everything we said until now. Although, one of the questions you do have to ask, it seems to be two Lashonos and Rashi who changed his mind on the next Amud. When the Gemara continues to ask questions, is the Gemara still working with the original Hanacha, that Rabba and Rabba don't agree at all? Or is the Gemara already working with the premise that it laid out in these handful of words, four words, that in fact Rava also thinks that the Fanai Nechta and Fanai Nechtam has a function of doing away with the problem of Kiyum Hashtah, or that Enei Demetzuyim Mekaimo. And it's just that Rava has two considerations. One of them is that Enei Demetzuyim Mekaimo, one of them is the Shema. So the Gemara stands, turns around and says, okay, if Rava is the Rava, Elamai Benayim. So what's the Nafkaminis? And the Gemara says, Ika Benayim, Vasir Beitrei, Inami Vosem Dim Dinasam. So the three nafkaminas that I mentioned at the beginning of Shir, and I told you, I mentioned them for a reason. This is the reason why, because the Gemara went to that list of three and said, okay, cross this one off. Hamedi, Lemedina, Lemedina, Beret Yisrael can be crossed off, because whatever Rava would require there, Rava would require there. Which means that the Shalka Vitaria in the preceding piece effectively now really goes according to both of them. In other words, no matter what, you're going to require the Fanai Nechtav and the Fanai Nechtam because of Medina la Medina, until you come up with the teretz of Oli Regalim or Batei Din B'Kvi. So now the Gemara says, Tanan. So what's an Afghanina? Tasila Beitrei, where you have Eidus Lachim Hadavar now, so all you need is the Shema. Rabbah says not necessary, Rabbah says still necessary, and also Ilami Ba'osa B'Dina Sayam, where again Eidim Ametsuim Mekaimo, so Rabbah would say unnecessary, Rabbah would say yes, but not B'Tiyam Ashab and B'Dina Sayam. Right? Oh, okay. Right. Tanan. So now keep in mind again, are we working with the assumption that we know that we have now checkmated Rava and pushed him into Rava's camp partially, or not? So that's going to be Tulashonos in Rashi. Tosis Dibur Maskel Mihachi Yochanami and Dafei Merav talks about, quotes an earlier version of Rashi. He says, "Mitchila Kasav Rashi Beferish Ksav Yado." And then turned around, the Shuv Mechako Rashi. So I don't know anything about Kiseyad Rashi. I know something about Kiseyad Gemara. So if you ask me a question about what to do about checking things in yourselves and Gemaras, even though you really don't need me for that because it's almost all been done, but not all, but almost all. Nonetheless, I don't know much. I wish I knew more about the Kiseyad of Rashi. So you could go back and find out that you can find Kiseyad of Rashi and reflect the other tradition. Our printed edition does not reflect the latter Rashi. It reflects the way Tosfos quotes Rashi. So the Gemara says, "Kanan, maybe get me Medina Sayam, in a yachal lomar b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam, im yesh alav edim yiskayim b'chosamav." Now, the Gemara here is going to... analyze what does it mean, Eino Yachal Lomar. But the truth is, it's almost irrelevant. In other words, it doesn't matter for the point of the Gemara's question. The Gemara's going to say, what is Eino Yachal Lomar? He's a Chayu Shur Tadakadam. So how can he bring a get? He can't be a Shaliach. And the answer is, no, he was a Pikech in his Harish. So he can no longer talk. So he can't say, but he was kosher to receive the get and to be a Shaliach. So bottom line is, I don't really care. All I care is that the shaliach is A, is kosher, B, unable to say b'fanai nechtam b'fanai nechtam. I don't really care why. It's totally irrelevant why. As long as he's a kosher shaliach, but he can't utter those words. Right? It could be that Eino Yachal Lomar could simply have been, and I don't know why the Gemara doesn't, Tosus comments on the top, Tosus says, on Haman Alf addresses this question. Why didn't the Gemara simply say it's a case of Eino Yachal Lomar because he didn't witness the writing and the signing of the get? That would have been a halachah. And Tosfos points out the Gemara's answer is it's going to be he became a chayresh. Now here's the problem. If he becomes a chayresh, how does he give it a get?
Maybe became a chayresh immediately after giving
me 4 seconds. Correct. So by the way, what do you see? What do you learn from this? The Rishonim may point this out. I don't know if it's on this line. Somewhere in the Sugya, Tosfos and I think the Rashba might discuss also. I don't remember where it is right now. Is that you see that you can actually you can give the get and then actually say it. Like when you get married, don't do that. I don't remember really Alfi Din if it's even good or not. But don't give the girl the ring under the chuppah until after you say Kadesh Sefi Dasa Kadesh Moshe Yishol. Because if you give her the ring first, you might say, thank you very much, have a nice life, very valuable. I mean, or make sure the ring is not worth that much and she's going to run away and ditch you at the altar. But the point is, if you give her the $1 million platinum something something ring and you didn't say it Kadesh Sefi, she'd say, thank you very much for this gift, okay, and then she'll go find somebody else to marry. You have to say first, Haran, if you have to sleep, it's about self, and then do the test. I don't think it's good the other way, but I don't know. I never really had such a case, because if I had such a case, I would make him give the ring back and say, let's do this again, just in case. Shit, Yoni.
The Cherish is deaf mute?
Deaf mute, yes.
But there's also Cherish in it that.
Just can't speak. Well, Elin.
So then this is can't speak.
Yes. So Tosfos says that can't show up. He says, well, the boy in the name of Kigol Elin.
Also, it could just, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a permanent thing. I don't know if it's permanent, but something
but what,
is
but, I mean, Chayrish is assumed to be a permanent condition. Elaine, you know, there's a Gemara in Chagiga that talks about the two ill men who sat in front of Rebbe. I think it's Daf Gimel, Dalet, and Aleph. The Gemara makes the whole point that the Gemara thought that if someone is an Elaine, they can never learn things. And the Gemara says, what about those two young people sat in front of the Rebbe, and they're sitting and learning, and Rebbe was mevakesh racham on them, and they were healed, and they could speak, and they knew everything. So the Gemara says that Elaine can certainly be very, very learned. Here, he can't speak. So Tosfos just says that the reason why the Gemara doesn't understand the Yachal Omar is because it says it's a low Omar. Okay, I'm not really sure I understand. Tosfos is about a question. And I understand the question, I don't know why the answer. Right?
First question, why is
which is what?
You
didn't see it. They can't say.
Including
myself,
that there are two distinct cases like that. This case, which is held, there's after the Salarai case where it says it wasn't meant as a child.
So you're saying the duplication makes it impossible to make that benefit.
Right.
So that answers the half of Tosis's question, not the other half of the question. Okay, good. Somebody's learning properly here. Okay. Not me, obviously. Okay.
I think there's not to later anyway, so it doesn't really help.
But not as late as the Gemara. Right? In other words, the Gemara, if that...
Well, doesn't it really help at Elbeth that the Tosefta is later than the Bavli?
No. No. Sometimes it's been edited in light of the Bavli, but this doesn't make sense. This is not edited based upon a kasha of the Tosefta. Any shinuyim, I'll say Shinui and Kalam, but sometimes they're significant. It's well known. Differences in the Tosefta that might have been a result of the Bavli are early compared to the Rishonim. That's what I assume. I assume that our Tosefta already is finished, you know, by close to, if not the beginning of the Gaon of Hira. It's just that it's undergone during the, you know, Babylonian era of the Gemara. It has an influence. And my argument is that late. That I don't expect something like this, a subtle kasha tosis. I mean, it's an obvious kasha, but it's a subtle kasha textually. I don't...
But you actually assume that the Gemara knows the second vava of the Tosefta.
I'm sorry?
You assume that the Gemara knows the second vava of the Tosefta.
Yes, so that would be a good answer. Why tosis doesn't give that answer, I don't know. It doesn't answer the Edain question. It answers the, I didn't see it, so I can't say it. Okay. So anyway, but why he can't say it is immaterial. The bottom line is, he's given the shliach has given the gap. The shliach is a kosher shliach, but he didn't and cannot and will not say the fanei zech fanei nechem. So the Braisa says, and the Mishnah says, im yeshel av edim yiskayim becho samach. So the kasha is, so the Gemara goes to the shach and the Vavina, but we had a whole eon shir. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, but you also need to know Lishma. So the Gemara says, Hachabai, Skinam Afa Shalandu. No, they didn't always. Bavel, Chutzlar, it's not Bavel. Chutzlar didn't always remain in its state of ignominious ignorance. No, Chas v'Shalom, eventually they learned. And Rabbi Natam on Days and Days says, not that they learned, but they came to accept. Rabbi Natam there says, it's not that they didn't know, it's that they weren't Makabal the Drasha. And later on, they were Makabal the Drasha. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Ihachi. Yacholami. So what does this question mean? So Rashi originally, according to Tosfos Rosh, Ihachi, if that's the case, that even if someone is capable of saying b'fanai nichtav u'b'fanai nechtam, why isn't it sufficient? Why do they need to say anything? In other words, Ihachi, if they already learned, Yochal Nami shouldn't require anything. That's assuming that Rabbah only requires this for the Shema purposes. And since they learn Lamdu to do the Shema, who needs it? But that would mean we're ignoring the fact that even Rabbah requires Kiyum Haget. So Rashi turned around and explained, that's what Tosfos refers, Ihachi, Yochal Nami, it should be sufficient to be Miskayim B'chosamav. It should be sufficient. You shouldn't require b'fanai nichtav b'fanai nechtam if you hear your kind of chosama. So why do we require it at all? We say that if you can't say it, then it's okay. Right? So the problem wasn't you need the Shema, then why is that good according to Rabbah? How do you know it's the Shema? The answer is because we're in Medina, we don't need it because they loved it. So if that's the case, according to Rabbah, there should never be a requirement to say b'fanai nechtam if you have Avis Lakaino, which in fact would be Rava's position. That's a separate question of whether Rav should bring the Rava. So the question is, but why does Rava require it? So the Gemara says, maybe things would go backwards. Rashi says, enough, forget. Rabbi Utam would have to say, is that they'll change their mind and decide, you know, we were right the first time, it's a terrible drasha, you shouldn't accept the din. All right, so then the Gemara says, all right, so if that's the case, we should say, and it shouldn't be good. This person who was well and then became a chelech should not be able to deliver his delivery of the get should be invalid because he didn't say him fanefanefan. He said, but shemayasa davar kukula. So why is it good? Why is it considered the rabbanan enforced? To which the Gemara answers that pikeach and ischarish milsev lo shlicha. It's a very uncommon occurrence. It's not just pikeach. I don't remember how many pichim are nischarshu, but even naniach that you have such a thing, how many pichim in nischarshu give a get and become nischarish right after they give the get, before they get to say fanefanefanefan. You might say that probably would match the odds of my being struck by lightning today, right now, outside. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara says, Milsa lo shchicha l'gazer banan. The Gemara says, my isha lo shchicha, cannot isha atzim levin gita b'vatsa tshicha lo refanin tefanin echam. So the Gemara says, how can you say if we say that any time it's an uncommon occurrence, we don't require it, so, Ephraim, I think we lost it, by the way. So, if... if it's not a mokvog, so an Isha... Remember, what is the case of an Isha bringing her own get? I think we explained. It's this very odd case where the husband says to his wife, this is your get. But I want you to be a shlech l'halacha. When you get to such a place, you'll become your get. And what she has to do is give it to someone else to then give it to her. But that's, as you might imagine, not a common occurrence. So why do we require b'fanenecha that if the mishnayis are already la'acha shalomdu? So the Gemara says shalotachot b'shlichos. So you shouldn't make a chiluk between different kinds of cases of shlichos. The Gemara doesn't ask the question, but you should all ask us this question, which is... Exactly. So Tosos writes Shalotachot B'Shlichus. Did you see the Tosos? Look at, read the Tosos. Three words.
Perish.
The Shlichos B'Yachol. Of those Shlichos who are theoretically capable of uttering Fanetam Fanetam, they didn't want to make any Shlichus. The whole case of Eino Yachol is a separate kind of case. And within that case, it's not a low plug. Within the cases of Yachol, it's a low plug. Shalotachot B'Shlichus. You can like or not like the answer Tosos, but what do you know? What can you say definitively? I want to harp on this point methodologically. Tosfos was bothered by the question. And so if you pick up on the question, that's the most important thing. Not that the answers of Tosfos aren't very important, but if you're one of them, if you're learning well, and you're learning correctly, and thinking straight, if you're mechadim to the kashas that he's shown, it means you're reading the Gemara right. It should bring you an inordinate amount of joy if you do that, and it's on the step of really grasping everything. But that is really the challenge. The reading the Gemara is to understand, you read the Gemara in its own terms, but we frequently should be looking into the eyes of the Rishonim because they are very, very sharp textual readers, and most of the questions we'll come up with, they have come up with already. He's saying, when the Gemara says Shalkachal, the Shlichos, it means a certain kind of Shlichos. Within a Shlichos of those people who are capable of uttering the words, they didn't want to make a Chiluk, right? When you have a Chdal, that's a totally separate kind of case. Again, is it compelling? I trust this is probably right, by the way, because the question is, it's a fairly obvious question, that's probably the most likely answer. You don't look at the answer and say, oh, what a gewaldige geteretz. Okay, it's the answer. It's probably correct. It's just, it's not inspiring, because it's just kind of detail-making within when you make the zero, when you don't. Important, but, it's not conceptually interesting. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Ihachi baal nami If you're worried about so when the Baal brings a get, he has it written in Medina Sayam, but he now is the one who brings it in Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, and somewhere else in Medina Sayam, and he gives it to his wife. Why doesn't he have to say there, because after all, he's a shaliach in effect. So the answer, why do we make chilek? We're cholek b'shlichus. The Gemara says, no, come on, that's ridiculous. Time of my Omer Rabban on Sarah Flamma Hoy Nechai Nechtam, Dema Asi Baal Ma'ar, Reposalai, Hashtem Minkat Nechtam Evi Yad, Evi Rikon Arlai. Normally, the reason why we say that you have to make Sarah Nechai Nechtam is because maybe the husband will come later and challenge the get. How's the husband going to challenge the get now? Now, the truth is, does this answer the question? Theoretically, it doesn't answer the question. Why doesn't it answer the question? Shimmy?
If we're not making any chalukim b'shlichus, then it shouldn't really matter whether or not the reason is still high.
No. I'm willing to see this is a totally different case. Is there more fundamental issue?
Yeah. Totally bringing an exception, not an answer.
So what right does the husband lose to be ma'arer when he brings the get? There are two times a husband can have against the get if he comes later. What are the two times, right?
Mizuyah,
and the other one is?
Maybe
he's going to that. Correct. Now, if he comes and hands her the get, he can't turn around and kind of, oh, it's Mizuyah. Bozo, you handed her the get. You expect us to believe that it was Mizuyah? You handed your wife the get, it was Mizuyah? But he could say, I handed my wife the get, you know, because I wanted to learn in yeshiva. My wife didn't want to let me learn. She wasn't willing to support me. I went to yeshiva university. She was ready to go chadam, and we started learning Gittin. And I lived the third parak. I discovered a guest to be able to smoke. That gets no good. I'm still in love with her. I want to remarry. It gets no good. He's going to come. That he could be ma'arer on. So the fact that when you say shel tafot b'shlichus, right, that they will choshish for shema yaseh adabar lekukulo, and they'll no longer hold up the shema, that he can be ma'arer on in theory. Tosis asked that question, I think, earlier in the Sugya. Or maybe here. Maybe it's that Tosis. Somewhere, I think Tosis asked that question. Yes, that is Tosus there. I think he also talks about it in this question, comes up a Gemara, but yes, it's the Tosus Yihachi Bal Nami. Right? So he says the question, I don't know if that's on the question or the answer. He says, the Rabba Nifa, the Chimaisa, the Baal, Lakhil Lecha Shalhiyo, the Yochash of Lachshir, the Mitzkavit, and the Rabba, the Baal Nami Lecha, Shalhi Ar, the Mitzkid, the Yodesh, the Tarach Lashma. And the Gemara is answering that. Umashani, Minka Nachibiyad, the Kavan, there's an Allah, Lakhil Lecha Shalhi Ar, came in Nachla, which is really not a not a good reading of the Gemara. I understand, Tosus understands the Gemara. It's a forced reading of the Gemara. Because the answer of the Gemara, Tosus says it goes like this. The Rabbi didn't have a kasha. Because obviously, if the Baal is bringing the get himself, he can't say later it's Mizuyah. But he could say Shalom the Shema. So Yahi Baal Nami Shotachot the Shulchas. And the answer is no. Because really, it's just a Laz the Alma. The Baal, you know, we get by default really is kasha. And therefore, once the Baal brings it, he's not going to be ma'arer. It's not such a... I understand Tosis is doing it to avoid exactly the question I'm asking. The problem is it doesn't read so well in the words of the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be addressing the deal problem, not the Lishma problem. Okay. Fine. Yes, I'm fine.
One-year thing is the Kasha, two-week thing is the Sahar, and three-week thing is already the Tevis. But this thing should happen again. So that sort of strengthens his suggestion that for even a Shmazulia and an error issue?
No, I think you get duplication. You know, a shock to the tire just gets mechanically duplicated.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says, Toshma, the Bani Meshmo Meravuna, Shnaim Shevi, get me Medina Sayam. Srichim Shiyomer Mefanenu Nechta Mefanenu Nechta Mo Ein Srichim Amar Lei Ein Srichim. The Eidim have to say, don't have to. Uma Inu Yomru Mefanenu Gershom Yilona Heimane. They would be believed. Now, for the dialogue of Shmuel and Rav Huna, it seems pretty clear that we're not concerned about the Shmuel. So the Gemara says, the Rabba Nicha, the Rabba Kashas. The Gemara says, Hachem Ma'askin La'achar Shalandu. No, La'achar Shalandu. So the Gemara says, Hachi Chad Nami. Why, if one witness comes and brings the get and can't say Bifanein or Bifanein Nechtam, but you can be B'kayim at Esum Chosama, so why do we require it? Same question we asked before. So the Gemara says, Shemi Yachti Dabla Kukula. So the Gemara says, Ihochi Beishre Nami. Why not require it with two witnesses? Shemi Yachti Dabla Kukula. So the Gemara says, Beishre Mi Demaisi Gita Milsu Lashricha. O Milsu Lashricha Lo Gazi Rehvana. And then, Ha Isha De Lashricha Tanana Isha Atzer Mi Gita Vaj Shri Tzricha Lomar Fanei Chanei Yechem Shlotach Lo Bashrichas. Yachti Bal Nami. Alama Tanya Hu Atzma Shri Gita Eina Tzricha Lomar Fanei Yechem. So Taimai Mamar Rehvana Tzricha Lomar Fanei Yechem Fanei Yechem. Dilma Asivalma Ara Possible. Has to make that Athlia, they didn't really come out of that. If this is what you're talking about. Again, right, this is a mechanical duplication, right? The Gemara is found in another case where Rabba concedes that it's a milsa de l'shchicha, and therefore, since they already learned that you need l'shma, kar lamdu, there's no gzera, blanket gzera here. So they ask the same set of questions.
But over here, these two witnesses, they could answer. They could say,
no, Latafka. They could say the husband gave us to get the bread. They could just say the husband gave us to get the bread. Just as they could say, we witnessed the husband divorce the wife. So, okay. So now the Gemara says, two narrow lines before the narrow lines end, Tashma, how may we get from Dina Sayam and a son of love, and Omar love of Fanay Nech and Fanay Nechtam, in this time of Chosem of Kashiv and La Pasol. Hi, or have they, probably, so it sounds like the following. It sounds like somebody brings a get from Dina Sayam, cannot say, if you can be Mukayim Bechosama, everything is fine. And if not, it's possible. Meaning, the purpose of Bechosama was not a chumrah that we absolutely require. It's a kula, that if you don't have two witnesses, just one shaliach brings the get. And he says, that substitutes for Kiyum Hashkar, and the husband can no longer be Ma'ar. That's what the Brisa says. So the Gemara says, Nicha, the Rabba, Nicha, the Rabba Kasha. Because according to Rabba, you should still require Mufanay Nechtam and Mufanay Nechtam, because you have to know that it's Bishma. And this is a single person bringing it. Hamevi get Medina Seir, not Shnayim Shevi. So the Gemara says, Hacham Ma'askin al Achar Shalamdu. Ah, but the Amis Gideva Shema Yachir Adabar Liku Kulov. It's the very same question. How can you, it's very nice, but you do have the Gzeira. If you want to say no more Gzeira, that's fine, but then Rabba's whole approach collapses. So the Gemara says, Kishenyi says, no. The woman already got remarried. So now, according to Rabba, if someone brought a get and couldn't say before, didn't say before, but it was Nishtayim b'chosamim, and the woman has remarried already, we're not going to make her get divorced. Right, we're going to accept it to the oven. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi, have lo hutzach olamar mafanei nechta mafanei nechta mahachmei lahakalea mishum denisesu." In other words, the reason why you're megil is not because when the Chachamim made the tachana mafanei nechta mafanei nechta, it was an either or. We already had the option. In other words, we already had an option at the time to get the chosama that required two. So the Chachamim offer an alternative track, right? The main computer science track was too difficult, so they offered a lesser computer science track, even though that's not the history. It goes the other way. But right, they made an option for those who felt that they... I think I'm not insulting anybody, considering you're all the main one and you all can hack it. So, no pun intended there. So, bottom line is that they made this this alternative option if you can't bring two wagon. So that's not why we're being Mekel. It's not because they were Mekel on her. It's because it's Nisase. In that case, they didn't want to be Machmer on her. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kama, v'chi tema lahachmir ala v'latka." You want to be mekel on her. So have you want to be machmir? And why? Now, Rashi understands here that this is one answer. There is another girsa that Ivai Sema. But Rashi says, Taimamai, Dilma Asi Balma Ara Pasamai, Hashta Balo Kama Ara, and I make him an Ara. So Rashi explains, look, the only reason in the first place they made the Zera is because the husband might come back and claim the get is invalid. But guess what? He hasn't. And she's got married already. So if he hasn't complained, we're not going to complain. We're going to make a fuss about it. Tosis has another gear set to break it into two answers. Okay. So now, one is of course tempted to ask, what's this business of Rava and Rava? You think that, obviously, which is the pshat in the Mishnayos, generally speaking? That's a loaded question. But what would most Rishonim say the pshat is? Who's pshat, Rava or Rava? Yeah, you start with the Mishnah. Lo Amar Fanta, Yiskayim B'chon Samaf. Yeah, that's what I would have said. Now, the truth is, Lamaskanas HaGemara, Rava is Lodet to Rava. Now, the Gemara is already manipulating, in effect, Rava's opinion. It's forced to do so because of all the kashas. So, mostly shown, by the way, Pasun was started with Pasun like Rava. I have not had the chance to read through it. There's a long Hasaga of the Ravid and a long response to the Ramban and Sefer Sos. Remember, most of the Ravid's Hasagos are against his Chavrusa, his ex-Chavrusa, or his young Ideis, who is. The Ramban lived in Spain and then in Israel and then in Egypt. The Ravid lived in Provence on the French Riviera. So the Ravid probably never met the Ramban in person. He did write Hasagos on the Ramban. But the Ravid's Hasagos on the Rambam, generally speaking, are occasionally sharp, but mostly just Hasagos. They're respectful. The Ravid's Hasagos on the Balamart, those who've been in Shir know this already, are downright nasty. And if you look in your Gemara and it says, like you say, Eino, that's because the censors edited out the Ravid's comments. The Ravid writes some very, very mean, nasty things about the Ravid, enough that someone told me that they once asked of Lichtenstein whether or not, like when Rishonim write sharp things in terms of critiquing one another, is that rhetorical or is that real? And he thought that generally it was rhetorical, with the exception of the Ravid and the Balamor. Because the Ravid and the Balamor were chavrusas when they were younger, they're both from Chafrei Provence, and at least one case that I've seen, and maybe more, he accuses the Balamor of plagiarism, that he stole his idea when he was younger, and it's wrong. So, and there are places he calls him the Balachoshech, and the worst comment ever, which the censors did not catch because it wasn't in the opening part of the paragraph, as usually is in Sukkah, where the Ravid writes, La'olam iklal zebiyadcha, La'olam lo hitzliach zebichidushav. That's like a verbatim quote. So the Ravid's Hasagos are mostly directed at the Baal Hamor. However, the Ravid also occasionally has Hasagos on the Rif. The Ramban Sefer Mochamos is to defend the Rif from the Baal Hamor, and the Ramban's Sefer Haschos is to defend the Rif from the Ravid. So obviously a lot more Sefer Mochamos than there is Sefer Haschos. You should also know, because this is just such an important principle in most things in life, including in Halacha, that the Ramban writes in his introduction, you should read the Ramban's introduction into the Mochamos. You ever read it? The Ramban says that you should understand something. There's no such thing as absolute proof in Talmudic argumentation. That itself is a little overstated. There are some things that are pretty clear that I'm mostly with the echo. But any time you get into subtleties, and you get into the weeds, and there's no absolute proofs in Talmudic. It's not like mathematics or physics. The Ramban says there's no absolute proof. But he says, you know, you would read the Baal HaMor Hasagos on the Rif, and you would think that the Rif didn't know what he was talking about, like he's totally wrong. And he says, even though I think he most of the time does agree with the Rif, he says, I don't always agree with the Rif, but I want to show you that there's another way of reading things, that the Baal HaMor's approach is not the only approach. Anyway, the Sefer is a long Sefer, this long Hasaga of the Ravid on the Rif here. The Ravid claims to be passing like Rabba, not like Rabba. I believe that is not our Psah. I think we passed him really like Rabba in Edom and Shem. The time I think must be shown to pass that way. Right?
From the
The question is Rav Huna Rabba's Rebbe? And is that why? I mean, you're correct. Anytime you're asking Kasha Sunday, I'm all right. I don't know. But what I did want to say is that when the Gemara makes a modification of Rabba, to say that he also holds a Rabba, it's tempting to kind of dismiss that other opinion and wonder how true was that really Rabba's opinion. Now, the answer to the question is, I assume it was truly Rabba's opinion, because actually this machlokas is explicitly mirrored other early Amoraim. Right, when the Gemara now was about to quote Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi. One, by the way, does the Gemara wait till here to quote this, probably? There's more than one possibility, but right?
The children of Israel is coming later.
Yeah, it could be the Torah of Eretz Israel is coming later, or at least it comes later, it's definitionally presented later in the sugya. You will find many, many sugyas in Shas, where the Gemara is whole Shach Betariah, and at the end they start to bring material from Eretz Israel. And you can find examples where the structure of the sugya makes no sense. The order in which the Amoraim are quoted proceeds in a certain direction, and then it jumps back earlier. And the reason it jumps back earlier, I think, is because it's now bringing the Torah from Eretz Yisrael. So here we presented the whole. Now again, this is also, by the way, a sugya kiticha. It's an opening sugya. One of the things you should know about opening sugyas in the Sechtas, especially occasionally in Prakim, the famous one being Isha Rabba, which Professor Shama Fried wrote his dissertation on, is opening sugyos know the maskana of later in the parak, and later in the, certainly in the parak, sometimes in the Masechta. In other words, there will often be assumptions about dinim related to the topic in opening sugyos, which are only based upon maskanos of issues later, because the opening sugya is usually the last thing that's composed, at least we can tell chronologically. So here the Gemara says the following, the plugga on the third line, the plugga of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshua, So, who was Rabbi Yochanan? Who was Yeshua ben Levi? When did they live? What was their generation? Who were their contemporaries? Did I send out the old Benunz? I remind me to send out for this year. I know you're not going to look it up by familiar names or maybe unfamiliar names, but there's a little Choheret I have that was published published 20 years ago. I think by Rav Yoel ben Nun, when there was Yeshiva Kibbutz Hanafi at Ein Surim. It's just charts listing of all the Amoraim and Tanaim, but mostly Amoraim, and which generation they belong to. It's very useful if you just pay attention to who's talking. These are Amoraim who are famous. You should know on the back. I'm not criticizing you, but you should make it your business to know when these Amoraim live. I say generation, I don't mean which years. And that Rabba is a third generation Babylonian Amora, and Rabba is fourth. Like Rabba and Abaya fourth, Rabba, Rabbi Yosef are third, Rabba and Shmuel are first, Rav Huna, Rav Chista are second, Rav Nachman is second, and Rabbi Yosef is with Rabba. There's a little bit of bleeding between generations there, but you should sort of be aware of those. And fifth generation, by the way, the two major guys are Rav Papa and Rav Huna ber Rabbi Yeshua, and sixth generation is Rav Ashi. So, there'll be more Amoraim and even some common Amoraim, but you should have that anchored in your head. In Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yochanan is a second generation Amora, but he's really contemporaneous virtually. He's a little younger, probably, than Rav. So the generations are slightly misaligned. But Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, probably Yeshua and Levi, is the same generation. Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe was Chizkia or Rabbi Yana, I forget which, or both. Who are first generation Amoraim, almost Tanaim, but Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi are very early Amoraim. They're like generation one and a half in the Bavli. Rava and Rava is a third / fourth generation machlokas, which is not typical. Most machlokos are within a generation. You have across, and this would be one of them, but it's within. So the Gemara is now all of a sudden pulling in much earlier material. So it says, "V'pulta the Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi Chanam Afishen Mekim Hashma V'Chanam Afishen Demetzuim Mekaima." The Gemara says, "Tisdayim," right? And when the Gemara says "Chad and Chad," sometimes it tries to figure out who said what. So it says, "Tisdayim the Rabbi Shimon Levi who Dama Afishen Mekim Hashma the Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba I see Gita Lekami the Shimon Levi." It's funny. His name is here, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. You know how else his name appears? I believe Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. It's a contraction. The ayin is weak and it gets lost. If you see Rav Shimon bar Abba. And he, by the way, he and I believe it's his brother, Rav Chiya bar Abba, were students of Rabbi Yochanan. They made Aliyah. There are any number of Gemaras that make it clear that they were immigrants, meaning they never fully adjusted to the culture of Eretz Yisrael. If you start to sort through Shas, you'll find it. But they would tell me the Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Rabba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. He brought a get in front of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Amar Le, Tzrichana Lameimar B'fana Nechana Nechtam. Alo, do I need to say it or not? Amar Le, Lo Tzrichas. Lo Amu Ela B'doros HaRishon Rishon B'kiyah Mishma, B'doros HaChron B'kiyah Mishma, Lo. So the Gemara says, Tistayim. Yeah, that's pretty good, Raya, because he said the only reason why he needed it ever was because of that. So the Gemara says the Tisbara, Rashi erases this word. Because what does the Tisbara mean? The Tisbara means that what follows is going to be wrong. What follows is going to reject what came before. And Rashi says the Gemara doesn't reject it. It stands. Rabbi Shulam Levi is the one who holds, he said explicitly, he's saying became the Shema. So the Gemara says, asking, Rabba is the Rabba. We established that Rabba holds like Rabba, so he requires a Dimitsu in the Kaima. So how, if one person brings it, does he not have to say, B'fanayat B'fanayat Mechtam? So the Gemara says, "Evod Hamrinam Shemiyachse Dabel Kukulo." You can't, and that's a kasha on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Even if we're correct, that this Exer Shemiyachse Dabel Kukulo, he should have required this one witness, namely Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, to say Lufaninecha Lufaninechem. So the Gemara says, "No, Inishacharina Havavadeva Habelochashu Lemishun Koded Rabbi Shimon." Now he wasn't the only one there. We tell the story. Right, you know, if Rav Shechter and some guy in the basement should come and you meet the president, and you don't say Rav Shechter, and this guy went to meet the president, Rav Shechter went to meet the president, somebody's going to die, oh, Rav Shechter was alone meeting the president. No, they want to tell me they came with him too, but we don't mention them because of Rav Shechter. So Rav Shimon Rabba, they didn't mention, somebody else came with him. So there were two people. Now, what does that mean? The maskana, nothing changes in the proof. Because on the one hand, because there were two people, it's a mitzvah lo shticha, therefore you don't have to say b'fanayin echtam, we're not concerned shemayach zedam kukula. That zera doesn't apply because it's a mitzvah lo shticha. But Rabbi Shimon Levi said the famous, the reason why, in principle, you don't have to say b'fanayin echtam, is because it's a lishma concern. That's when they were not b'kiyum lishma. Now that they're b'kiyum lishma, so it's fine. Okay, now, by the way, I just want to point out something. How did the Gemara know that Lamdu? Right, the Gemara just says, it asserts on the previous daf, on daf Dal and Rebez, O la'achar shalamdu, they learned. How did the Gemara know that? What's the makar in the Gemara? I mean, you can say they had a Masora, but what's the makar? Right, this story, right, this is a very early Amoraic story where Rabbi Yeshua ben said, the lady said, that was only B'doros HaRishon, and B'doros HaFon, and you don't have to. Now, that actually, I believe, creates a problem. I have not had the chance to look in the Rishon yet. I apologize, I've been very busy. That actually creates a serious problem that I'll leave you with, which is, it doesn't add up then, because according to Rava, when did they learn? Chronologically speaking, with the Mishnah, when did they learn? I'm sure the Rishon asked this question. They have to. Otherwise, it's a kolas kasha. In order to make things work for Rabbah, when do they have to have learned?
After
this. No. Rabbah says, he's explaining things, to explain certain difficult passages, he says, la'achar shalamdu.
In between the formulation of different
mishnayos? Okay, call it in between the formulation of different mishnayos. You think so? In between? I thought it's before.
Are there?
I thought they were all before. I think that they're just, there's the generic requirement is because Shemayach Zedav L'Kukula. But I don't think that according to Rabbah, it's certainly not Mukhrach, that any of these Mishnayos are Kodem Shalamdu. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi definitely, I think, has to hold that the change happened after the Mishnayos. Because Rabbi Shimon Abba asked him, do I have to say B'fan Endathar Endathar? Why would he think he has to say that? Because the Mishnayos say it. He comes and asks Rav Shimon Levi, do I need to? He said, no, that was only B'doros HaRishonim. We're B'doros HaFronim Kvar Lamdu, you don't need to. So you have to, that's something that has to be worked out. Maybe there's something missing in my question. But anyway, putting that aside, so the Gemara establishes here, this is earlier material. Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon Levi were already fighting about it. When the Gemara says, V'harabah nami islay d'rabah, that's the Gemara imposing its construct upon Rav Shimon Levi. It is not inconceivable Rav Shimon Levi would say, no, I don't agree. And in fact, if I think it makes sense. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi would say, I don't know. I need to think it through further. I'm not going to say more because I'm not sufficiently prepared for this. So anyway, we will stop here, and we will, God willing, pick up tomorrow regular shiur. I believe, finish the Sugya in Iyun, so I need to send you my makoros. to the next topic, which is the Maskana Sasugya, whether or not we hold that they argue dafka by one chutz and not amanas, or amanas and a chutz, to talk about the sheet of the Ramban and the sheet of the Rishon there.